Show with Charlie T.
Saturday night raving.
Comes alive, time to stumble in the club, this is the night.
Hey, hey, hey.
The bass, the lights, the music comes alive. It's the rumble from the bass that lies inside.
Bigger, bigger.
You're ignited by the sound, you're getting lit, light up a matchstick. They try to copy your energy, they can't match this.
Yeah.
I'm even planning on how we're gonna attack this. Meet at the location, then headed into the madness.
Radio 1's Drum and Bass Show with Charlie T.
And as we enter into the Twilight Zone, it felt only right that we'd start the Radio and Drum and Bass Show tonight with two records celebrating this time of the evening. Midnight Sun on the way, quite literally actually, but starting off tonight with some Delta Heavy and AM Mode, Glow.
Waiting on tonight for something. Fire in the sky is coming. I've been chasing, I'm chasing.
29 and Midnight Sun on BBC Radio 1 for your Saturday night. I kicked off the show tonight with Delta Heavy and AO Mode featuring Nula and Glow, giving that one another little spin because what a big week for drum and bass over in the US this week as many artists took to the stages of Coachella. AO Mode being one of them, doing a hedge back to back with Blossom, and oh my god, just still reeling from watching those videos. It looks like they had the sunset set, which basically means they got the best of both worlds, daylight into the night. What a way to play Coachella as well, eh? And what a week it's been. I don't know about you, but summer fully feels like it's on the horizon. We've had some lovely summery weather here in the UK, and I cannot wait for all of the festivals and festival season. Every single year, I get that kind of like butterfly feeling about this time of year. Like, oh, what will the summer anthems be? Have we got them yet? Are they coming? I feel like the first two we started off with the show with tonight are going to be two of the biggest anthems of 2026 for the summer. You heard it here first. Summery, bubbly anthem this already. Brex Brothers and Danny Bird feeling this way. You can really hear both of their different sonics and flavours in this. We've got the jungly vibes from Danny Bird and Brooks Brothers just absolutely donning this lovely summery melody. So good to have those guys back making music, by the way. Okay, in 5 minutes' time, I'm going to be introducing you to this week's Drop of the Week, the one record that I feel demands your attention, a record that you need in your musical repertoire. And tonight, it comes from New Zealand-based producers, Parapus. Real superstars in the making, let me tell you. If you like your drum and bass high octane, then tonight is for you. In 5 minutes' time, I'm going to be introducing you to that. And then, last show of the month, which means we are going to be doing the D&B 60. Goddard is going to be your selector for a full 60 minutes tonight at midnight. He's also going to be popping in this very studio in about 20 minutes' time to have a lovely little chat and a catch-up. Always so lovely when Goddard's in the studio. And he's been a busy boy in the productions as well, so can't wait.
Secret, what I told ya, when they try, yeah.
Shy FX and King, the latest from them, and La Prima on BBC Radio 1. Okay.
Radio 1's Drum and Bass, Drop of the Week with Charlie T.
Time to introduce you to tonight's Drop of the Week. And I tell you what, if drum and bass tracks were earthquakes, this one would be scoring a straight 10 on the Richter scale. And it comes from two of my favourite producers of the moment, Parapus. I've never not loved a Parapus record, and in my opinion, they are the most exciting act in the scene right now. I literally cannot contain my excitement when it comes to these two at the moment. Their production is just so precise, so intricate. To me, it is actual sonic perfection at its best. And every single record they send our way, pure power. So an undeniable drop of the week for me this week. Parapus and Energy. I feel on Radio 1.
Every time you touch me, I feel energy. I feel energy. I feel energy. Every time you touch me, I feel energy. I feel energy. I feel energy. Every time you touch me, I feel energy. I feel energy. I feel energy. Every time you touch me, I feel energy. I feel, I feel, I feel, I feel, I feel.
It was a weighty one this week. Drop of the week, Parapus and Energy, brackets, I feel. I genuinely believe if you rely on coffee, in the morning, you switched it out for this, it'd be a perfect substitute. Just get it up loud. I don't think you need that coffee anymore. I have loved playing this one out so much. It is so much fun. And the reaction in the crowd every single time. Actual screaming in the rave. Facts. Okay. Gordot joining me on the show in about 10 minutes time, and from one drop of the week to another, a previous for us on this show from Emily Mackis and Polar and Bryson now. And Pretender, bit of a rocky element on this, really feeling the anarchy.
You make me sick, watching but watching no one in particular. Treat those around you like Ishkas of fame. Everyone knows you got skin in the game, but do they know deep down you are the same crowd that feeds ya? From the outside, think they're beneath ya. Wish they could see ya. Center, pretender.
Big ego, big up. ain't finished the verse. Pretender,
you wanna flash what you have, what you wear. Pull out the bands, all the girls on the stair. Breaking necks, yeah, breaking the bank.
Big ego, big up pretender.
Whatever happened to living your life? You lost your path with the stars in your eyes. You want status, you're paying the price. Big ego.
Radio 1 Dance.
Worship took to the main stage at Coachella. My gosh. I don't know if you saw the promo going up to it. They had all the big billboards like, who is Worship? A very, very, very clever bit of advertising that. Gets everyone talking. And of course, we know who Worship are. 1991, Sub Focus, Culture Shock, Dimension, a drum and bass supergroup of sorts. Some people are calling them a drum and bass boy band, not me, self-proclaimed. But they are makers of incredibly slick dancefloor drum and bass, and we love them on the show.
We're the real ones above. My little boy can violate the key.
Okay, Goddard now, in Studio 5.
Surrender, tell your friend. We no fear none of them. Man and man, a gangster till the end. Till it fire flame. I them for feel the pain. Wondering why they just can't see. I may control my destiny. Great. I them fi feel the pain. None of them not ashamed.
Let the fire flame.
Lyrics are far like rain.
rain. Have a new style where them can't contain. Big dub plate that a drop in your brain. Turn up in a Japan and we turn up in a Spain. Big thing a bill, call it in Mary Jane. We run the road, bad man, we can't tame. Big up every ghetto, me say big up every lane. Real sound man, you know we style can't lean. Lyric a free drop like the falling rain.
Keep in the eye of the storm, where the real ones are born. My little boy can violate the key. So run, go tell your friend, we no fear none of them. Man and man, a gangster till the end. So let fire flame. Control my destiny. Rain. I tend to feel the pain. None of them not ashamed.
Let the fire flame. Lyrics are fall like rain. Have a new style where them can't contain. Big dub plate that a drop in your brain. Turn up in a Japan and we turn up in a Spain. Big thing a bill, call it in Mary Jane. We run the road, bad man, we can't hear. Big up every ghetto, me say big up every lane. Real sound man, you know we style can't lean. Lyric a free drop like the falling rain.
Tell you what, this is getting me incredibly excited for Goddard, who's going to be joining me in the studio in about 2 minutes' time. What an incredible string of releases he's had recently and collaborations. This one with Ira and Eye of the Storm. And Brandy Rover up next with A Little Sound.
Show with Charlie T.
Okay, down the rabbit hole we go then, and into the eye of the storm. These will all make sense in a minute as I introduce you to the selector in this month's D&B 60, maker of some of your favourite anthems of this past decade. And I have a feeling that we're about to enter a completely new sonic chapter with his music. Please make some noise for Gudders!
Hi, hi.
Hello, mate.
How are we doing?
Oh, so good to have you back in the studio. I can't believe we were literally just discussing it. It's been 3 years since you were last here.
Yeah.
Three whole years.
It's gone so fast.
A lot can happen in 3 years. I mean, also, firstly, congratulations on becoming a dad.
Thank you.
Yeah. Daddy D&B now.
I'm learning each day. It's a journey.
And she's been in the studio. Does she like drum and bass?
She loves music in general. Oh. So every morning we put reggae on. She has a breakfast. Before my cut-off time now in the studio is 6, so she comes in around sort of 5-ish.
Cute.
And then we listen to some tunes and she kicks her legs.
Obsessed.
Yeah. So
obsessed.
Slowly trying to educate her some music, and so far so good. She seems to be loving it.
Drums and babies, bring it on.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the music then, first off. I feel like the last couple of records we've had from you have been a new sort of sonic direction. Do you want to talk to me about this new sound that's coming through, this new Goddard sound?
I think mainly because I wanted to sort of try making stuff that's not just for streaming and radio. I wanted to try and give myself some things for the rave as well.
Yeah.
And it all just kind of depends on the mood of the day as well. I think I've always kind of leaned to making liquid because that's what I wanted to make.
Yeah.
But I'm finding myself a bit more like energized and not really wanting to make somber liquid.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm just trying to expand my sort of knowledge within production and just, you know, uncharted territory at the minute.
Well, we love the grittier stuff. Obviously, your record with Eye of the Storm, which was the joke at the beginning. And let's talk about this new collaboration with D38, because, oh my gosh, the story behind this is wild. Talk to me about the conception of this record, how long it took to make, and how long it took till it came out.
So it was 14 days from the track being made to getting, you know, booked in with our label Rabbit Hole and shooting the music video. I did the track, I sent it to D38, and then he messaged me. He liked it, he wanted to release it, I wanted to release it.
Yeah.
But I was just about to get in a new deal, so I had to get it out within 2 weeks, otherwise it couldn't come out for a year.
So mad.
So I said to him, I can do it through Rabbit Hole, my own imprint, but it's up to you if you're happy to do that. And he put the trust in us, and we did it. So I'm really happy how it's gone. It was an intense situation, but very enjoyable one at the same time.
I mean, 14 days is no mean feat for anyone who knows how long it takes to A, make records, B, shoot an editor music video, put it all together. It's incredible scenes, mate. And the record it's so gritty, it's so raw. You can really hear that authentic kind of Goddard production as well with your drums. It's beautiful. We love it. We love it a lot on the show. I think we should give it another little spin then on Radio 1. Goddard, would you like to introduce it for me?
Absolutely. This is Goddard and D38, Trenches on BBC Radio 1.
Still tape, wrist like my guy from Brum. Everyone's tuggish, everyone's like that. Broski pass, what's everyone on? If you're 20 plus with less than 10 to your name, I beg you just shut your gob. C-man's rising, I ain't even mentioning names, but they love call me on a song. Everyone takes L's, but it's how you bounce back. I blew 15, didn't even talk by it. I see man scribbling about 2 racks. Let me tell you 2 facts. You vouching for him, but he left from man. And country H, you been moving back. I don't like doing on the things I had. It's deeper, way deeper than you think. That's what they fail to forget. I know D38 got a permanent screw, but this one here got man upset. More time, don't even care about the net. My loyalty's tied to the very end. Section 16, swan man's power. I'm looking back on every bend. I got paid in the trenches, and I got snaked in the trenches. History made in the trenches. Makes my laugh on a hair, man. Question if my thing, I kind of find it offensive. 10 out of 10 with fresh tips straight from the trenches. Shows me on day at the exit. I want no fake love when I'm gone since Brody passing. Bear man begging. Got paid in the trenches, and I got snaked in the trenches. History made in the trenches. Makes my laugh on a hair, man. Question if my thing, I kind of find it offensive. 10 out of 10 with fresh tips straight from the trenches. Shows me on day at the exit. I want no fake love when I'm gone since Brody passing. Bear man begging. Trenches, and I got snakes in the trenches. History made the dream, made the dream. Got paid in the trenches, and I got snakes in the trenches. History made the dream, made the dream. Declined, told was tired, I only had girls shoot. Days when gal went rating, I'm trying to pursue it, she's telling my move on. on. Now I ain't gotta say how it is now, cause self-explanatory. My own people tweaking car cops, I'm drunk, but cops, I'm sanitary. Got paid in the trenches, and I got snaked in the trenches. History made in the trenches. Basement laugh on a hairman, question it, my thing, I kinda find it offensive. 10 out of 10 with French tips straight from the trenches. Shows me when they're at the exit. I don't want no fake love when I'm gone since Brody Posse and Bearman Beck. Got paid in the trenches, and I got snaked in the trenches. History made in the trenches. Basement laugh on a hairman, question it, my thing, I kinda find it offensive. 10 out of 10 with French tips straight from the trenches. Shows me when they're at the exit. I don't want no fake love when I'm gone since Brody Posse and Bearman Beck. Got paid in the trenches and I got snaked in the trenches. History made the... Yeah man, rest up, best man, know the thing, man. We done so many things in the trenches. Even if my leave the trenches, man, I can't forget the trenches.
We're back with Godad in the studio. In to take on tonight's D&B 60 and to have a lovely little chat. I want to talk with you about Rabbit Hole then, the label. Such a cool concept behind this. Like, yeah, I know you're really passionate about emerging artists. Tell me about Rabbit Hole.
So I started Rabbit Hole when I signed to Atlantic. And the reason for that was to, one, to nurture up-and-comers and work with younger artists and also have an outlet to release music that's more about the rave than radio.
Yeah, more underground artists.
Exactly,
yeah, great.
Yeah. My end goal with Rabbit Hole essentially is to have a festival, but we're going to start with events.
Sick.
And we want to make it as immersive as possible whilst championing the next wave of artists.
Sick. Let's talk about the D&B 60 because you're in it tonight at midnight for us. I've had a little look down the track list and there are some cheeky little IDs. I've seen a forthcoming collab with Charlotte Haining, I do believe.
Yes.
Yeah, any more cheeky little surprises people can expect tonight?
There's a few in there. So there's another one with Brody, which is called White Wine, which is actually going to be my next release.
Nice. So love Brody.
Really excited for that. That was the first tune that I made after becoming a dad. And then I kind of went off social media for a bit. I did one video where I had Lily in my arms and I was just showing her this tune.
Yeah, I saw it.
After that, it was like, we're going to release it. And there's another one with Young Sabre and Lady Ice in there as well. It's quite...
Oh, sick. We've just had Lady Ice doing the 60-second Send It for Send It season. Yeah, big fan of Lady Ice on this show. Amazing. Oh, mate.
Smash that.
Mate, amazing selections. Well, we cannot wait to have you in the D&B 60 tonight at midnight. And yeah, good luck with Rabbit Hole and everything. Big love, Godad.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Into this one.
Drum and Bass Show with Charlie T.
As I stand here, I feel purpose, no longer caught between the lines. Find smiles in this resurgence, like my days are redefined. Whatever levitates our minds. Hey. My team, they're running down for the fragrance. Whatever levitates our minds.
With Levitate Our Mind, your mind, sorry, and the VIP. We love a VIP on the show. King of the VIPs is Unglued. And a little bit of Love Me Better by Document One, Sudley, Izzy, and Jolie P before this. And a big thank you once again to Goddard for stopping by. You can catch him tonight in the DMB 60 from midnight for a full 60 minutes of his selections. Okay, something a little bit different now on BBC Radio 1. We're going to take it a little bit darker. This sound very reminiscent of some of the drum bass you might hear over in Europe that is big over there. Bassatel and Synchro and Return. a big fan of this whole EP, you know. So many different sonics explored in it as well. Some of the darker, grittier sort of neuro-leaning stuff. But this was the one that really vied for my attention this week. Bassetown Synchro and Return on BBC Radio 1. All of the epic feels. That sound fully taking me back to Let It Roll. I was playing there last weekend. And oh my gosh, they do not do things by halves in terms of the production. I played in like a giant, what almost felt like a levitating diamond made out of metal, complete with so many different lights. Felt like something from the future, really cool. Andromedic now with Take Me Away, Luxurious and the remix.
Your love's an ocean. Don't leave me in the dark. Out in the open. I wish upon a star. Can't get enough of your ways. So tell me that you feel the same. I'm lost in your embers and flames. Just tell me that you want you to take me away.
Medic, Take Me Away, Luxurious on the remix of this one. Okay, about to play you a very special record that is coming courtesy of Scientific, a name that you might recognise if you were into your drum and bass or your dancehall, particularly around the 2006 to about like 2012 era. He is back with a very, very special anniversary version of his record, Ghetto Blaster. It's hard to believe that he's celebrating 20 years of his debut album, Ghetto Blaster, which came out in 2006 on Hospital Records. And I think there's a little bump for this we've got on the show now.
Oh gosh, Charlie T, you don't know, it's number one BBC education.
Education indeed. Thank you, MC Spider. So here we go then. Strap on in for the 2026 version of Ghetto Blaster by Scientific.
Yeah. I've been ready for this one.
Giggle and you to the bass in your face. Right, Goddard's incoming right after this from Harriet Jackson and Tracy Mann.
In a way I kinda miss you. In a way I kinda don't. In a way I kinda want you. In a way I kinda won't. What the hell is going on? Every time I think I'm out, I hear knocking at my door and I just let you in.
Taking